Where do you place your primary allegiance? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And you know, every Friday can be a good Friday if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. What do I mean by a good Friday? Does that mean that you'll never have a problem on a Friday? Does that mean you won't have a setback, a difficulty, that you won't feel sick on a Friday? I don't mean that kind of a good Friday. I mean a good Friday like Jesus had. Though it was filled with pain and suffering, He redeemed the world. You accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, then it won't be business as usual. It's never business as usual when you meet Jesus. You won't suffer from the same old thing syndrome, SOT syndrome, because Jesus now has taken up the innermost recesses of your heart. It's Jesus before you, Jesus behind you, Jesus above you, Jesus below, Jesus to your left, Jesus to your right, Jesus in your eyes, Jesus in your ears, Jesus in your mouth, Jesus in your heart, Jesus in your hands. You're a new person. Paul talks about that all the time. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a new creation in Christ. I don't live anymore. Christ Jesus lives in me. That's what I mean about accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and having a very, very, very good Friday. Today's scripture passage comes from Mark's Gospel, from chapter 12. We'll be looking at verses 13 through 17. We read, "Later, they sent some of the Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. They came to him and said, 'Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You aren't swayed by men, because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay or shouldn't we?' But Jesus knew their hypocrisy. 'Why are you trying to trap me?' he asked. 'Bring me a denarius and let me look at it.' They brought the coin, and Jesus asked them, 'Whose portrait is this, and whose inscription?' 'Caesar's,' they said. Then Jesus said to them, 'Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to God what is God's.' And they were amazed at him." Into the scripture passage. Well, this is one of those famous scripture passages, right? Now you know why I asked the opening question of today's program. Where do you place your primary allegiance? You know? Under whose banner do you march? Jesus's or the world? Paul says in Romans 12, "Don't conform yourself outwardly to the world, but conform yourself inwardly to Christ." Now here's the problem. It seems to me that if we don't experience other people living that way, then it makes very difficult for us to believe, one, that it's possible, or two, it's worth it. So you're going to have to be somebody's hero. You're going to have to inspire somebody. You're going to have to show them beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus is the person you want to follow. Like the song says, "I have decided to follow Jesus, no turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I will follow, no turning back, no turning back." Yeah, let me ask you, if you were put on trial today for being a Christian, would they have enough evidence to convict you? Squirming on that one? Sure, I squirm sometimes. Yeah, I know, we can all immediately defend ourselves and excuse ourselves by saying, "Well, I'm only human." Yes, that's true, we are human. But remember, at baptism, the supernatural power of God dwells in us. So that we are more than human. we have a foot in both the natural world and the supernatural, and what we don't do is we don't claim the supernatural enough in our life. We don't claim the power. We don't let ourselves experience the amazing grace enough. This is very, very important. You know? Oh, I understand how difficult it is to consistently, day in and day out, act like a Christian. What does Paul say? One of his last letters, one of the most important letters he wrote, Romans chapter 7. I do the things I don't want to do, and I don't do the things I want to do. And who will save me from the wretch I am? Thanks be to God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, because it's Jesus working in and through us that we can do powerful things. You know, Jesus says in the scripture passage I shared with you, he knew they were hypocrites. He says, why are you trying to trap me? Don't be a hypocrite. I've told you before on this program what it means to be a hypocrite. Hypocrite simply means actor. It's a stage actor. It's somebody just playing the part where in reality that's not them. Jesus knows when somebody's just paying lip service to their Christian vocation. He knows when they call themselves a Christian, but there's no evidence to prove it. Now, we have to be careful that we're not swayed by public opinion, that we don't give in to human respect, that we follow Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I mean, begrudgingly, in this scripture passage that I shared with you, begrudgingly, they gave Jesus a compliment. Here's what they said. Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity, wholeness, completeness. That's what integrity means. Integer is a whole number. Same word as an integrity, same root word. They went on to say, you aren't swayed by men. And he wasn't. Even when Peter said, no, you can't go up to Jerusalem and die. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. He wouldn't let himself be flattered into doing something that was not a part of his mission and life. Don't be swayed by people. Don't be swayed by commercials. Don't be swayed by smooth talkers. Don't be swayed by these TV shows or these movies. Don't be swayed by commercials. You know, commercials play on our insecurity. Well, you know, you want to be somebody? Run out and buy this car. Buy this suit. Put this cologne on. Wear this dress. Wear this kind of makeup. Lose this weight. On and on and on and on. It just plays into the very part of us that we don't like about ourselves. And then we're swayed. We're swayed. Don't. Stay strong. Stay focused. That's the key word. Focused. Focused on what your mission in life is. To make Jesus real for other people. Stay focused on what your real home is. Heaven, not this world. We're just passing through. Stay focused on the power. You're going to need the power when you're not feeling well. You're going to need the power when you're ridiculed. You're going to need the power when people don't agree with you. You're going to need the power when you're rejected by people who are close to you. You're going to need the power when you're facing a terrible illness, loss of a job, a family problem. Stay focused. You lose your focus, well, then you're in trouble. It's like not paying attention when you're driving. You can have an accident. Accidents happen so quickly. Stay focused on your primary commitments, okay? Your baptismal commitments. If you're married, your married commitments. Confirmation commitments, priestly commitments, religious commitments. We need to render to God what is God's. We don't want to be like Cain, who didn't give God the best of his produce, just the leftovers. Don't give God leftovers. God is a jealous God. He wants to be number one in your life. You know? Don't be minimal when it comes to praying and worshiping God. Don't do the minimal when it comes to helping the poor. It has to be very evident where your primary allegiance is. We were created to know, love, and serve God in this world and to be eternally happy with Him forever in the next. Don't settle for cheap substitutes. Let the power of God really make a difference in your life. And then everybody should be able to know. And say this when you die at your funeral. This person truly was a follower of Jesus Christ. Our prayer partners are people who work for child and youth services. I tell you, that is a very difficult job. Please pray for these people. Let's right now. Dear God, bless these people as they're trying to deal with domestic violence, domestic breakups, with children who seem to be lost, angry, afraid. Please, let them make good decisions, Jesus. Watch over them, protect them. Don't let their hearts be overwhelmed by all the problems that families have. Be with them, God. Jesus, bless them. Amen. Today's food for thought, very good. Actually, it sums up the whole program in one sentence. Without God, the world would be a maze without a clue. A maze without a clue. Without God. All right, here's today's attempt to make you laugh. A defendant in a lawsuit involving large sums of money was talking to his lawyer. If I lose this case, I'll be ruined. It's in the judge's hand now, said the lawyer. Would it help if I sent the judge a box of cigars? Oh, no. This judge is a stickler on ethical behavior. A stunt like that would prejudice him against you. He might even hold you in contempt of court. In fact, you shouldn't even smile at the judge. Within the course of time, the judge rendered a decision in favor of the defendant. As the defendant left the courthouse, he said to his lawyer, "Thanks for the tip about the cigars at work. I'm sure we would have lost the case if you'd sent them." "But I did send them," the defendant said. "What? You did?" said the lawyer, incredulously. "Yes, that's how we won the case." "I don't understand," said the lawyer. "It's easy. I sent the cigars to the judge, but enclosed the plaintiff's business card." Pretty clever, huh? Contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listen to the program. I'd love to hear from my listeners. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll pray with you and for you. Nothing is too small to pray about. Don't be shy. Send me your prayer intentions. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter, because that's 6 times a year. There's no charge for the newsletter. It's filled with a lot of good inspiration, food for thought, and humor. And I certainly, if you take a moment and write a check, I don't care how small it is, write me a check for my hospital. Make it out to TASH, stands for the Anacito Hospital, and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.